Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Chase the Wolf radio show. My name is Dan Meadows. I will be the host of today's radio show, as I am each and every week right here on the Chase the Wolf radio show on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank everyone for attending today. I'm going to talk about last week's show, the reason we had some technical difficulties and why it didn't roll out then. But we're going to pick up on it today and go forth. And we'll give a lot more information about that as well. Again, welcome each and every one of you for listening in to today's show. I want to give a special shout out to all of the holders of the front lines in our United States, overseas, who's standing tall, looking good, and making our world, our country, our United States safe, as well as taking care of the many events that are taking place in these United States as well. I am talking about military, law enforcement, first responders, firemen, EMS, security, medical providers like doctors, nurses, technicians, all of those, each of those, every one of those people who help to keep us safe, help us to keep us secure, help us to keep well if we are sick or ill, and we just appreciate each and every one of you. Also want to give a special shout out, a special moment of silence upcoming momentarily for those who have lost their lives. It may be due to sickness or injury. It could be, you know, health-related events. It could be those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to help keep us safe and free in these United States, or at least safe and free up until maybe January the 6th. And we'll talk more about that. I also want to give a shout out as well. I think within the last 24 hours, I remember reading that a Indonesian airliner went down, 62 souls on that jet. Please be with the victims, be with the families. And remember them in your prayers, your thoughts, your moment of silence. A moment of silence, please. And I want to thank everyone for that. I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you being here today. I want to welcome you back to the Chase the Wolf radio show. I want to say Happy New Year's. I hope you had a good Christmas, a good New Year's. Hope you weren't terribly locked down as some of these draconian laws wanted you locked down, and oh, let's stop the spread and let's lower the curve and what was going on with that. And for many of us, many of you, we've been saying that they were going to lower the curve, take 2-3 weeks, maybe a month, and it's gone into several months, as you and I are realizing as well. Speaking of curves, it's my understanding, should Joe Biden become the 46th president of the United States, should he go into office, he has a 100-day challenge or mandate, if you will, that you are to wear your mask for 100 days to help lower that curve. Well, I'm going to do a challenge myself. I'm going to have my We the People face mask. I'm going to take it from day one to day 100. and I'm going to show you that it's not going to be used at all. Again, welcome everyone to our show. We are on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/chasethewolf. We are here each and every week. We have a lot of exciting shows that are coming up. We've had several shows in our first season there that was that we had. We had The Chase Begins, When Politics and Wolves Unite, Radicalized Wolves, Wolves of Hate, Terrorism by Domestic Wolves. The Chase Continues. Of course, today's show, New Year, New Threat of Wolves. Now, some of these threats, if you will, are renewed. They're not new at all, but a lot of things have changed over the last little bit. So as I do each and every week, I do want to read the intro, what's posted on our Blog Talk Radio Chase the Wolf page there. It makes it many times over into some of our blog material on our website at ichasethewolves.com. But I'm going to read the intro, and then we'll get into the gist or the content of this particular show, which is quite a bit and somewhat changing. New year, new threat of wolves. What, may I ask, are the threats that followed us from the year of 2020? What are the potential threats to America, this great nation of ours, and to its people in our new year of 2021? Who or what are these threats that we seek, the challenges that we face? Who are the real players or threat actors who endangers our republic, our people, tribes, and to our America? From hate mongers to PC social media warriors, from cyber criminals to cyber threats, from biological warfare to global threats of terrorism, from left-wing violence to right-wing extremism, and from corrupt politicians to corrupt elections. What does our new year, new threat of wolves, bring us in the year of 2021? And of course, tune in, and as I always say, chase the wolf. So that was kind of a lead-in for this particular show. Now, as mentioned before, we tried to roll out last week, last Sunday on the 3rd of January. Had several technical issues on that day. Internet wasn't running right, kind of slow on that day. Mic problems. I mean, you know, when you're trying to run out a live show that eventually goes on to a podcast, well, you know, things like that happen. And we've come across that here a couple of times. So myself and producers, we tried to launch that first show. I run a second show later on that day. Same problems, same event, same things were going on. I did several test audio tests in between then and now. And hopefully everything of this is going out. Looks like everything is okay on our monitors here. And of course, we will keep you posted on that. If it doesn't, I'll try to roll it out again. And I'll continue to roll this particular program out until it does get out. But, you know, they say that things happen for a reason. And I think maybe that January 3rd kind of preempted what took place on, let's say, January the 6th. So on January 6th, we were going to roll out on that day. And because of the events of that day taking place, a lot of new threats began on that day that we will talk about. And so I said, no, I'm going to roll it, keep it back, roll it out on the weekend. And here we are today. So kind of pushed a couple of our other programs back, put one off until March. We've got bookings all the way up until March timeframe. We're also going to roll out an extra show, second show every week on Saturdays at about 10 o'clock in the morning as well. I don't know, 10 seems to be the best hour to try to kick these things off. So we're going to roll out our Protecting the Tribe series starting in February. So what are these threats? What are these threats that we're talking about? Who are these threats that we were talking about as well? Well, I think January the 6th, 2021 was a new wake-up call. You know, you would hear some people say, wakey, wakey. Well, it's time to wake up. We haven't been awake. We've been asleep. Some of us have been asleep, whether it's a politician or some of our patriots or other Americans, and maybe some of the sheeples that are out there, probably most of the sheeples that are out there. They kind of just let things happen. They live their lives, which they're entitled to. They live their life, but they don't keep up with the real events that are taking place. We did a show a while back, and I did a writing article called Get Real, and it had to do with firearms at the time, but it's about get real. It's talk about, real world threats, real world security, many things that are, reality versus, some reality TV series. It's not really reality at all. It's just something to get ratings. January 6th was a different kind of wake up call. On this date and leading up to it, and yes, there was a tweet that went out. There was a request for Patriots to be in the Washington, D.C. area, Freedom Park, around Freedom Park area, on January 6th. And that call did not go unanswered. There was a lot of people there. And I haven't got the last count. I think there was a lot of estimations. So I'm not even going to throw numbers out because I don't like to throw numbers or stats out unless I have something that's a little more real, if you will. But there was a lot of Patriots there. There was also a lot of other people who were embedded there. We're talking agitators. We're talking instigators. We're talking Antifa. We're talking Black Lives Matter. Not the people who really believe that Black lives do matter, but the radicalized extremist end of the Black Lives Matter. Of course, I think one and all of the Antifa are, your domestic terrorists who are out there. But there were other players as well. I mean, you had left-wing players. You have the right-wing players as well. And I'm not saying that there are not, let's say, conservatives out there, that there are not Republicans out there, rhinos. We'll talk a whole bunch about rhinos in our politicians section here shortly. But, I'm not saying that there weren't right-wing extremists out there, left-wing violence out there. I think there's a combination of both. But I read something earlier this morning, and I love to write. I love to put information out. I like to talk. I like to teach. I like to lecture. But this one piece of information came across. Now, I'm not a racist. I'm not a white supremacist. I don't believe in that. Some of my very best friends are African American or Middle Eastern, Russian, if you will. Russia, here we go. Probably, doing things with Russia, giving them bits and pieces of information and stuff like that. I'm not. In fact, I don't have any Russian people listening into my radio program right now. Have a lot of Chinese listening in. I'm surprised. Over nearly 4% of my listenership is from China. I don't know if that's good, bad, or ugly, unless they're trying to squash what it is that I'm doing. But on January the 6th, there were a lot of players out there. And with this piece that came across, I have been and still am an oath keeper. You probably think that that's going to be, that's going to be a extremist group, a chauvinist group, a white supremacist group. It's not. It's really not. You might have players in there who are, and I don't believe that every African-American or Black person out there is a radicalized Black Lives Matter person either. So let's get it right. Let's try to stay even keel here, if you will. But this piece come across, and it came from a 3%er group. Now, 3%er, maybe you should do the history. Oh, that's right. Some of you out there don't like history. You want to erase history, want to do away from history. Well, guess what? History's still there, maybe not in your mind or in the mind of some of the people that you follow, but history is still there. Oh, well, you're probably saying because of things like, you call it right-wing extremism and you call it white supremacist stuff. Well, who created the Ku Klux Klan in the past? Oh, that may have been Democrats, I believe. But you want to erase that. You want to tear down statues and such as that. What if, let's say some conservative or Republican people went out and started tearing down statues of, let's say, Mr. Obama, former President Obama, or other people, Martin Luther King. What if that happened? Oh, well, then that's hate crime. That's racist. But yet you want to do it, and it's okay. It's okay to tear down history. It's okay to tear down because it's Confederate and such as that, where maybe some of the Democratic history evolved from. Think about that as well. But a buddy of mine, friends on Facebook, with him as well, we'll talk about the big tech stuff and mainstream media and the oligarchs and stuff here later on. But this was written this morning. Now, having worked military, having worked law enforcement, having worked protection details in the past, intelligence or intel, and for some of you, we do gather intelligence on a number of things. A lot of intelligence was gathered on post, maybe even pre January 6th, where all the events took place up in D.C. But this bit of intelligence came out, and I'm glad it did because, you know, you know, you fact check. So this rolled out this morning, and I had to respond, and I'm going to read it because it's important that I get the complete message and details out. So a buddy of mine who is a 3%er, he rolled out a bit of information. He said, I received from some credible intelligence last evening, the Democrat Party. That's for some of you who might be listening. I'm sure I've got some that are listening out there. Had put about 250 Antifa and BLM or Black Lives Matter protesters in with the Trump supporters. This is not, you know, I mean, this is, you know, great news to hear after the fact, but let's hear it before the fact. So here's what I put. Here's my response. And so I wrote only 250, and I put my little dot, dot, dot I'm famous for. I'd bet some real money that this that it was so many more, hidden in the shadows, pulling the puppet strings. And yet, this surprises who? How many of you were, and I'm not reading from the message right now, how many of you were surprised about this? I do remember that, you know, there was talk about the Antifas or maybe the BLM people, that they would be wearing Trump hats backwards. They've embedded themselves. They look no different from you or me. They have unmasked their radicalized faces in one sense by uncovering them, not being all dark and clad in clothing and attire, carrying their little shields and their little, you know, chevrons of hate and radicalized behaviors, but they blended in with the Trump supporters. They tried to look like the Trump supporters. Some of them were wearing, let's say, somebody said that was a Viking helmet that someone, or Viking hat that someone was wearing, when it was clearly, it was more like a Native American hat of fur and horns. So, you know, whoever wrote that needs to maybe do a little bit more research on what they're doing. But who was surprised by this? And then some of you, you know, there was a lot of cameras out there that day. Everyone taking selfies, everyone taking video, everyone going live on Facebook Live, you know, and it's really amazing how much video and film is coming in. And it's amazing that there were doors to the Capitol that were undone by politicians. There were doors to the Capitol was undone by those inside the Capitol. There were gates that were opened up by maybe Capitol Police that allowed people to come onto the ground. Come on in, come on down. You're the next contestant on the riots, you know, are here or something. So there was planning on this. Why does that surprise anyone? To continue in my statement, my response here, I said, the intel was there to begin with, yet complacency within the ranks of conservative, Republican, peaceful, protesters was obvious. Now, were all of the Republican and conservative protesters peaceful? No. But if you compare peaceful, you know, peaceful protest of, let's say, patriots and peaceful protest of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, let's do a comparison here. You know, oh, it was mostly peaceful. Well, leading into it, there was a lot of mostly peaceful stuff going on, and we'll talk more about that. The infiltrators and agitators embed themselves, much like that of a spy or a mole. They embolden others, shout rally cries, agitate the crowd, stir up the feeding frenzy of hate, and then they engage the attack. Those who were once peaceful now become the wolves of hate. I did a show on that not long ago. As the assault commences, some, not all, of the instigators will retreat within the ranks, elsewhere within the field of battle, and stir up yet another assault. And that's what they did. That's what these agitators did. This is what these embedded spies, these moles, these so-called Trump supporters did. Now, again, I'm not saying that there wasn't conservative or right-wing or other people out there doing that. And I don't condone none of it. I don't care what side of the fence you grow your grass on. And I don't mean marijuana either, okay? Many peaceful protesters got played. They were either then or now paying the price for their complacency and lack of judgment. There were good people out there who were peaceful protesters who got pepper sprayed, not doing anything. I listened to a gentleman last night running a live broadcast, live podcast last night. First name was Brian. And he talked about some events that he experienced, events that he filmed, about some young Chinese girl getting sprayed, pepper sprayed for no damn reason at all. Others that were, you know, older Americans, older patriots, maybe, you know, whoever, whatever side of the fence that they grew, you know, that's the side to be on, that were hit and pushed and shoved and treated with a lot of disrespect. And these things happen. And there's video and film of it. And yet, the instigators will retreat within the ranks, move elsewhere within the field of battle, and stir up yet another assault. And so that's, as I mentioned, is what they did. And so all of these people with their lack of judgment, there's people losing their jobs now because somebody recognized them, they posted something, and, oh, you were at this protester rally. You were one of these hateful people, one of these insurrectionists that were going in, these criminals, these thugs going in, you're going to lose your job over this. Well, yet, how many of the same companies, the same corporations tossed away people's jobs, fired people and stuff like that because they attended some other type of rally, defund the police? You know, occupy this or occupy that, or, you know, some other type of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, radicalized Black Lives Matter protest. How many got fired for that? Probably far less than what's taking place right now. And they call this hate. They call this, you know, rallying up. Everyone thinks that President Donald J. Trump rallied the troops to do just this. That's not it. That's not it at all. He asked for peace. He asked for people to step down. Whether you believe it or not, I don't care. This is my First Amendment. This is my opinion. This is my right to be able to share exactly what I think took place. Some of you are blinded by reality. Think about that one. As observed, the peaceful protesters' battle lines were not managed, commanded, led, or realized. Why? Because most of them were not there to do battle. They were there living history, seeking their First Amendment free speech rights. They were not there planning to attend a slugfest with Capitol Police or others. Now, many who attend I'll say Black Lives Matter rallies, protests, marches, are not there to get involved in altercations with, you know, Proud Boys or white supremacists or anything like that. You're there to for your voice to be heard and known. And the same thing took place on January the 6th. A whole new threat began on January 6th. There were renewed threats from last year for our republic, for those who say for our democracy. With all due respect to everyone, conservatives and Republicans suck at organizing strategies. There was no organization for the, you know, peaceful protesters who were out there. No organization. We're there. We're living the moment. We're exercising our free, you know, our free speech, our First Amendment rights. But yet, more happened. There was no cohesiveness in the playing field. There's the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, the shadow wolves of government, the oligarchs, the big techs. They're the ones who controlled the game on January 6, 2021, not the freedom-loving patriots, Trump supporters, and true patriotic Americans. And as always, I end some comment or writing or whatever like that, Chase the Wolf. Now, the Chase the Wolf radio show, and I've told you this before, and I continue to throw disclaimers out, it's not about the wolves of the wild. It's not about them. They have their own respected place in the wild, in the forest, in the lands of our country. Sometimes we as people, human beings, we invade in that. And so their domain, their habitat, if you will, is slipping away. Hopefully, we can recognize that, continue to recognize that, and keep that. But again, I'm not talking about the wolves of the wild. I'm talking about corrupt politicians. I'm talking about corrupt elections. I'm talking about the thuglians, the criminals, the Antifa, the radicalized movement of the Black Lives Matter, the radicalized movements, if you will, of white supremacists. All of that. Again, as mentioned earlier, I have a lot of great friends, white, black, Asian, Native American, other cultures, Russian, whatever. I have a lot of great people that I know, a lot of great people I've shared jobs with or shared, you know, missions with over the years, Latinos, Mexican, everyone. I have nothing against any one of those people as long as you are law-abiding. I'm a law-abiding type of guy. It's surprising. I've obviously, but I guess because some of the writings and, you know, I use maybe keywords like they'll pick up on this, like terrorism, domestic terrorism, foreign terrorism, maybe some political tag word of the day that, you know, they're trying to listen in on. So I've tweaked, I've alerted people in some of the alphabet soup companies within these United States that are taking a little bit more attention to me. I assure you, if you see most of my posts, I support law enforcement. I support Blue Lives Matter. I support military operations, the military families. And I don't care if you're white, black, green, purple, whatever rainbow color you decide to fly. If you are right, if you are, you know, you don't have to be God-fearing. There are God-fearing people out there, and that's your choice. But if you are right and such as that, and there's something on there that I like, well, on the social media side, on you know, some news media side, and I like it, then bless goodness, I'm going to like it. I don't care who you are. There are people like me out there who care about these great United States. They don't care about the violence. They don't care about censorship, which we will talk more about as well. So that was quite of a lead-in. I guess you would say that's my opening statement, my opening moment and such, and trying to get to the rest of the program. I got probably about 30 minutes, so I'm going to touch on big things here. So I've got a whiteboard. I use a whiteboard in my office track, kind of keep me on track. I take lots and lots and lots of notes as we go along. But there are a number of threats in these United States. We talk about censorship. Censorship is one of the, you know, it's been around for a bit. If you looked at the last 4 years of Donald Trump's, you know, presidency, prior to that, lead up to it, his announcement, they have been trying to do everything they can to censor it. Now, January 6th roll around, and oh my goodness, they think that Trump was, you know, President Trump was rallying the troops to make an assault on the Capitol building. That's not what he did, but that's your, you know, that's your tag words of the day. That's your, you know, how you feel about it, what you're going to report in your mainstream media, lack of news integrity stations and such. That's the, that's the phrase of the day. It's what it's going to be. So there's a lot of censorship going on. When you look at big tech, you look at, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, there's been a lot of names going out against him. I'm not big on the name calling thing, but you know, everyone's got their opinion, what they want to tell you. You got Zuckerberg, you got Jack Dorsey, you got Sundar Pichai. I'm not sure if that's pronounced right, and my apologies, sir. Jeff Bezos, you have Tim Cook. Have you know, and when I say with that, you got Apple, Amazon, Google, Twitter, Facebook. You know, I said that purposely, right? So there's a lot of it, a lot of censorship. Let me tell you something. I listen to a lot of my friends. I look at my own stuff. I put something out. I wrote something the other week. You know, because of my political stance, people want to unfriend me. They want to unfollow me. Well, you, if you'd done any digging, if you really cared, you knew where I stood anyway. I don't care if you're a Democrat or independent or who you supported and stuff in the past. I really don't. But I don't slam damn you because of it. I don't unfriend you because of it. Unless you make just, you know, attacks on me, then I might censor you. Then I might lock you. So I got people that's blocked me. I've got people that's unfollowed me. I've got people that has unfriended me. You know, good luck with that. I lived my life, and I did well without you beforehand. And I assure you, I will do well even after you are out of my life. But censorship. What kind of censorship has taken place here recently? Well, when you're talking about the purge, there is a great purge going on now. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you've listened or read other people talking about it and what's going on, you know, thousands or hundreds or, you know, dozens or whatever. It depends on how many friends you got, how many people you follow and such, or how many people follow you. There's a lot of people who have, been purged. They're gone. So if you are a conservative, you are a Republican, you are a right-wing leaning person, then guess what? You're part of the purge. And so they're talking about, you know, moving from one, you know, media to another, away from Twitter, away from Parler, over to a couple of the others that was out there that is available and such, moving to something else. And now the Apple or Appleites over at Apple want to or have removed Parler from their store, their Apple store. Now, I've still got Parler on my phone, but I'm wondering, you know, is that going to go away as well? My beloved wife told me this morning that they're talking about, you know, shutting down operations at a number of these, you know, whether it's Twitterdom or Facebook or whoever, shutting those down for a period of time and then reworking it, revamping it, you know, maybe it's the final push for the final purge. Who knows what's going to take place? They censored people. They censored. They censored the group. Let's see. It was the National Republican Senatorial Committee just prior to the Georgia election that's going on. Hey, how about that Georgia election? Eh? More fraud, I'm sure, took place on that as well. They shut down a number of groups, like, you know, Joe Biden is not my president. Well, unfortunately, he might be my president for a bit. Then again, maybe not. He might, you know, go back to basement hiding or whatever. I'm sure they'll censor me on this one as well. Maybe he'll go back into the basement and then your vice president will step up and then all hell will probably break loose. Then who knows what's going to take place when all of this goes forward on January 20th, if that happens then. But there was a number of things. And then all of a sudden, and within the last, you know, 24, 48 hours since the 6th, President Donald J. Trump, they removed him. Now, they didn't do it prior to this count because maybe they thought President Trump would go in under that, whatever it is, that 230 thing and try to get, you know, more done for them. And they should. There should be some, you know, managing of what they do. There shouldn't be the oligarchs, the big tech people. They shouldn't be running this country, but that's what you're going to see. You know, some of the five dangerous people are going to be some of those people that I just mentioned. You know, throw in Soros, throw in Bloomberg, throw in Cuomo, throw in de Blasio. I won't call him what his nickname is, but I'll give him that much respect. You know, that's what they're looking at. Then you have all these people who's in the cabinet. And don't forget the Clintons. Clintons are still out there. They're still doing a puppet string dance with you. They're still doing they're pulling on them. You got your President Obama, who's still behind the scenes. All of this is coming to play, you know, whether or not you believe Dominion had anything to do with the count changes. I don't know. That's for you to know, look at, research, whatever, and what they've done. That's, you know, it does raise up a red flag, and maybe you should, you know, embed that flag more and then dig around and see what's looking on there. So all of these big texters, the mainstream media, and what they've been trying to do for some time is to control you. For those of you who are listening today, you, I hope, are not part of the sheeple group, but there's a lot of sheeples out there. They howl at the wind. A lot of wolves out there, they howl at the wind. This is what's going on with our nation. And so you have your socialists, you have your communists, you have your people in the United States say, we'll be much better off if socialism and communism kicks in these United States. Well, look out. Look out, if you will, because it's on its way. It's coming in, coming to maybe a neighborhood near you. I pray that doesn't happen. So when you talk about censorship and such as that, it's for control. It's manipulating you. It's influencing you. They're playing you, people. Social media, as we knew it, has played us for a number of years, and we went along with it. And then when my buddies and I from the Shooter's Rest radio show and our old Shooting Channel radio show, I put it on Target and tapped three times, radio shows have seen in the past, you know, that little algorithm kicks in, that little, let's squash his message of getting out, let's get his reach. Man, I don't reach out to much anybody other than this on this radio station. I don't reach out a lot because the message doesn't get out there. You can't tell me all of the stuff that I put out that there's not more likes about it. Why? Because they quash it. They squash it. They crush it. They restrict it. They put up the borders around your big tech stuff, and then it doesn't get out. There's also an assault on this great nation of ours, an assault on our patriots, our Constitution, conservatives, Republicans, real Republicans. There's a lot of rhinos out there. I mentioned I'd say something about a lot of rhinos out there. A lot of people who are, you know, Republican in name only. Maybe they've got voted in as a Republican, but they don't have Republican values. They don't have conservative values. I pray that a different party emerges from all of this. I pray that there's a Lion Party, a Patriots Party that you know, moved from this. Oh, because I'm a patriot, I guess I'm a racist. Well, that's no further than wrong. I care about these United States, which most people who might be listening right now do not do. You don't care about your United States. You want to jump in bed with China. You want to jump in bed with Russia or Korea or Iran. Oh, my gosh, look at all the monies that we put over to Iran. And guess what? They're thumbing their nose in your face. They have threatened the sitting current president of these United States, Donald J. Trump. They have threatened him. They threatened him with death. Said that he's going to be part of a dustbin and stuff. I do hope and I pray. I'll be right there if they ask me. You know, I'm up in my 60s, but bless goodness, I will protect the president of the United States, the current one. I will absolutely do that. I'll protect other people. You know, they talked about me. You know, I'm the kind of guy that stands in between those who are the wolves and the sheep. I'm that guy. I'm one of those guys and gals, ladies. There's a lot of patriots out there. There was one patriot that was shot and killed up at the Capitol the other day. God bless her. God bless her family as well. You know, Google and Twitter and Facebook, you know, yours is not the only game in town. They may do some restrictions on it. Maybe President Trump will create his own social media group and let 70 million, 80 million, whatever count you decide to go with, followers go with them on that. You know, some of the best ways to hurt some of these big tech people, these big dollar people, these billionaires and stuff like that, is at their purse strings. Yank that money out from under them. Don't give them the money. I've canceled a couple of things on my Apple account, as was put out and requested. Canceled. Done. I'm moving my phone to a different network altogether. Patriot Mobile. I'm moving that stuff. I'm collecting up my stuff, my pictures and everything like that, reducing my thumbprint, my footprint, if you will, on some of these others. I may keep it out there a little bit, run some stuff a little bit, but my reach isn't out there on Twitter and Facebook. It's just not, because of censorship. You know, there's a lot of other threats that I talked about in my show the other week, and I've got maybe about 17, 18 minutes. There, you got democratic socialist communist movement here in these United States. You've got radicalized movements like Antifa. You got a mayor of Portland, Oregon, out there who I think, and my information I gathered was that he was attacked, he was assaulted by some radicalized Antifa or BLM person or persons. He was in an outdoor restaurant eating. He was attacked, challenged. You know, Maxine Waters, which I have no respect for, because she incited riots, she incited violence against other people. Get in their faces, you know, go into the restaurants. She asked for that. She advocated that, as did many others who advocate violence. Get up on their faces. They did that, and I'm not particularly fond of the governor of New Jersey, but they did that not long ago as well, because of this mask mandates and stuff. How's that curve working for you, by the way? Mask mandates. I got that first 100-day challenge coming up, that We the People mask would be on my desk and will remain on my desk, and I'll take a picture every day of the 100 days and show you exactly where it's at. Not going anywhere. Anyway, more to talk about. Corrupt media. I'm not even taking a break today. I'm too fired up, too energized to go on. I got a couple of coffees on board and I'm still after it. There are other threats. I have to say this. There's national security threats, there's cybersecurity, cyber criminals, cyber threats. You see it all the time. It gets hacked into. Oh, you know, there's there's a destruction of, you know, thousands and thousands of emails and stuff like that, and people got hacked into, and, you know, the truth be known. A lot of stuff goes on out there. Protect what it is that you've got. Protect your information the best way that you can. There's foreign influence activity. Oh, Russia. There's foreign influence in the election. Well, seemingly that there's foreign influence in these elections. The truth be known. The truth's coming out. Reality's going to take place. What we do with it, that may be a different story because, you know, quite honestly, I think they should have drained the swamp 4 years ago. Maybe we wouldn't be having the bullshit that going through that we're doing going through right now. Economic security, financial collapse. Most of you won't make it long if there's a financial collapse. If there's a new world order, if there's an authoritarian government that's out there, you won't last long. Who controls your money? Who controls the banks? Who controls your money? Think about it, people. Think about it. When you talk about terrorism, foreign terrorism, domestic terrorism that's out there, there's bioterrorism, there's eco-terrorism that's out there. You know, we've had one show, domestic terrorism. We talked about that. Have another show coming up, I think it's going to be the first weekend in March, I believe. I'll have to take a look. But, you know, we talked about domestic terrorism here a couple of weeks back. There's one that's coming up, and let me look. Yeah, Wolves Afar, Foreign Terrorist Threats. I guess if I write that word terrorist down, I get these little clue in, these little alerts, these little tweaks that, oh, maybe we should look into that. Maybe we should listen to that, see what he's talking about. I'm not energizing people to become a terrorist. Bullshit. You know, I'll chase a terrorist. I'll chase a thugland. I'll chase an Antifa. I'll chase a radicalized BLM. That's what I talk about when I chase the wolves. Not that I'm going to go out and create or cause some insurrection, some attack on this government and such as that. I am a protectionist. I've taught self-defense since the 70s. So that's what I'm about. I taught law enforcement, I taught security professionals over the years to protect themselves. And that's what I think that our many people, our tribes, our communities, stuff like that. You need to protect yourself, but you need to prepare for things like financial collapse. I watched many of you just recently here outside the Chase the Wolves studio in Western North Carolina. We had a snow event here not long ago, a couple of inches. Oh my gosh. For those of you who are listening in Canada and up in New York, where, you know, my wife and I used to live, it was nothing, I assure you. But people who aren't accustomed to it, aren't, you know, ready for it, then they panic. And so they panic and they go out and get milk, bread, and toilet tissue. I'm sure that doesn't make a heck of a sandwich at all, but that's what they get nonetheless. But a lot of you with financial collapse, you won't do good. If the shit hit the fan, what are you going to do next? You're going to rely on people like myself and others who are preppers. You're going to come after us. Come after our stuff that we have squirreled away, put away to feed you and others. Well, that's what will happen. You know, when you look at things like a couple of the books that's out there about anarchy, about a movie called Armageddon, these are things you need to look at because, you know, it's fiction imitating real life, real events that could take place. Think about that as well. You got transnational criminal organizations that are out there. They do things. I don't know. It could be a transnational criminal organization that might be behind all of the Ukraine activities and events and monies and maybe the Bidens and such as that. Who knows? Illegal business ventures that are taking place as well. You have arms trafficking, human trafficking, arms trafficking of weapons, as I mentioned, from country to country to country. You have drug trafficking, stolen property. You have, you know, child trafficking that is, you know, big as well. There's also illegal immigration. Hey, What's going to happen to that monies now that President Trump put out for the wall? What's going to happen to the wall? They're going to scrap it? Stay tuned on that. Got natural disasters, which is part of a national security threat. And many of you are not prepared for natural disasters. And some of you have been through it. I've been through it. I've seen the good and bad and ugly of humanity in respect to that. So much going on in these United States. So much threats and so much new threats that both renewed and new that is coming against our people. You got deep state criminal cartel. You have a government behind a government. Now, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. You're a conspiracy theorist. What do you think is going on? You think the office of the president-elect is the only player in this game? Do you think that the office of the vice president-elect is the only player in this game? They're puppets. They're puppets for a much larger controlling group. The oligarchs, the big techs, the big money people. Your mainstream media, they follow along with that. They are the sheeple. They are the deliverers of bullshit. And that's what they put out. That's exactly what they put out that most of you listen to. And most of you are right on board with it, week in, week out, day in, day out, hour in, hour out. You listen to that stuff and you absolutely believe it. And you have no conception of reality if you only listen to that. Do I listen to both sides? Yes, I do. I make my own informed, investigative determination and opinions of what I see out there. I don't have to have anyone tell me what I need to believe or not believe in. There are radicalized Democrats out there. There are social justice warriors out there who are doing nothing more than trying to influence you, control you, guide you along their narrow pathway to self-destruction. If this United States, these United States, becomes a socialist republic, a socialist, democrat, communist state, then a lot of your freedoms and liberties are going to be gone. I have an upcoming show talking about the confiscation, the potential confiscations of weapons, firearms. That happened if you watch that movie, Armageddon. That's what they were after. The blue helmets came in. That's what they're after. All of this controlled by, if you watch the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. They had an oligarch. They had a big dollar owned probably most of America, most of the United States. And he called the president in that movie. He called the president and said, this is the way it's going to be. You're going to have an EMP that hits, and then you're back in the Stone Age again. No social media. Oh, you can't yell and howl out and send your tweaky messages and stuff like that to people if an EMP happened. You have countries taking over countries. You won't be able to do launch. You know, oh, well, we should do away with nuclear missiles. We should do away with nuclear weapons. Yet you give Iran, United States, you give Iran millions and millions and millions of dollars to do what? Do what it is that they want to do, enrich uranium and such. There are a lot of hates. There is a lot of haters. There's a lot of hate groups or hate mongers who are out there. Do not want you to have a First Amendment right. It's okay for them to speak what it is that they want to speak. Defund the police, this, or you know, because some criminal, some thuglin, decided to challenge police with a knife or a gun, in some cases, not all, and then they're shot and killed, and now they've got to destroy businesses. How many, let me ask you this, on the Capitol, yeah, there was some property damage, there was some fecal matter left and urinating in the halls of the Capitol and stuff that was done. That's wrong. They should be arrested. I hope they're all arrested who done that, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, regardless of what political structure you believe in. I hope you're arrested. I hope you're prosecuted. Not like some of these protesters out there. Oh, well, there's so many and they've gone through enough and we won't pursue charges on them. We'll just drop the charges and let them go on. Meanwhile, businesses like yours or mine were destroyed. Businesses like you or mine were inconvenienced. Businesses like yours or mine are shut down, locked down because of what's going on in these United States now, the new threat in 2021. I've got about 4 minutes left, and I'm going to have to kick it in pretty quick here on this. There's a lot of information. There's electoral challenges that were out there, shot down. There's corrupt politicians out there, beltway swamp creatures who are out there. These are all threats to these United States. Now that the Democrats have got the Senate, now that they've got the Congress, now that they've got the White House, supposedly, maybe, who knows, maybe not. Now what's going to happen? You're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of new threats to our republic of these United States. There's anti-government extremists out there like white supremacists. They shouldn't be allowed to attack and destroy things and other people and attack people or talk about lynchings and stuff like that. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't be. You got your brown shirts out there, the black shirts, I think, that are there now, the Antifas who are out there. You know, so how do we change? How do we make change? Well, you know, the Democrats are talking about uniting. I bless God, I hope they can unite these United States. I don't see it. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm all for it if there can be some type of unity there, but I don't think it's going to happen. How much crap did they do against President Trump the whole term he was in office? Even up till now, they're trying to impeachment number two. Because they don't like his policies. They're afraid of him. Maybe if President Trump is out of office, maybe he will be more of a threat to them than when he was in office. We'll see. People, you need to get rid of the hate. You need to get rid of the division in politics, the polar opposites of politics. Need to get rid of the BS and the mainstream media rhetoric that's out there. You know, lo and behold, what's going to happen if they treat Joe Biden with the lack of respect that they treated Donald Trump? Let's see what the media does with that. We're coming up on about 90 seconds. I'm going to finish up here pretty quick. Our next week's show is The Wolves of Coup d'Etat. I'll repeat that again. The Wolves of Coup d'Etat. Guess what that's going to be? Was there a coup? Whose coup was it? Theirs or ours? We'll have to see. Going to be coming up on 60 seconds in just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be careful. I want you to be vigilant. I want you to, you know, if you're going to organize, do so with having an organized strategy about things, not just running out and doing things on your own. Protect yourself, protect your families, protect your tribes always. I suggest, recommend you get trained, armed, and prepared. I appreciate you being at our show today, Chase the Wolf. You can get us at ichasethewolves.com. Stay safe, and don't forget, chase the wolf.